Coming down in 3, 2, 1. Dwayne Tames joining you once again on the 2014 Oldie Seed Farms KFRM Wheat Harvest Tour Updates, brought to you in part by American Ag Credit, Prairie Land Partners, and Firestone Farm Tires. Early evening Wednesday, we saw dust in the air and thought the potential for rainfall on Thursday and Wednesday night, in fact, would precipitate that we get as many reports of active harvest as we could. South of Goltry, northwest of Enid, we caught up with Brady Sidwell. And Brady, sounds like for your family and operation, just kind of getting a good foothold and start in harvest so far this year.
We are. Actually, last Friday we cut just a couple of acres, and, you know, moisture got down to about 12.8 and then bumped up quickly as the humidity set in. So we've had a long weekend continuing to prepare, and today, Wednesday, we're just getting started about 5 p.m. And moisture coming in now, getting down near to 12. So we're waiting for it to be sub-12 so we can bin some wheat, because seed wheat, of course, is going to be short, you know, around the country this year, so we're going to put as much in the bin as possible.
This particular field, what kind of variety have you got planted here?
Yeah, this is Gallagher. You know, Gallagher also is a good forage wheat, so a lot of people around here that, you know, run stalker cattle on the wheat, this has been a pretty popular one. That's where we're starting up this year. This particular field was actually laid out last year, so it looks like it's a fairly good stand for the conditions that we've had. So that's why we're hopeful we can get the moisture down so we can put it all in the bin.
As far as conditions for you and this particular wheat crop, drought's been the overlying theme, not only here in Oklahoma, but Texas all the way through Kansas, as much as anybody has received a lack of moisture as a result of what we've had causing low yields. Some freeze damage also has been talked about. Did you see much of that in this area?
Yeah, we did. You know, we had a lot of white tips in the wheat, you know, and some of the heads that are a bit empty. So that definitely impacted us in addition to the drought. You know, the wheat's obviously a lot shorter this year, not as much straw, and there's a lot of blackening as well. As you can see from the combines, it's pretty dirty this year, and it wasn't really a rust problem because I don't think we had much of that issue. There was just no moisture. But, you know, it's pretty dirty out here, but still things are standing up fairly well. You know, now they're calling for hail tonight. We had a little pea size the other night, but it was small and I think limited damage. But, you know, we're trying to get as much as we can off tonight. But I just have to say thank goodness for insurance to help us through this, you know, depending on how much we get off, but just to help to protect us from the elements.
You referenced that, and I was talking to a custom cutter earlier. There is no crop insurance for those guys. They're at the whim of Mother Nature, and it's been a tough go for them the last several years.
Yeah, it sure has. And, you know, the conversation as it got started in the last few months about them coming down for this season also was I guess, you know, there's a lot of tension in their voice. And, you know, our custom cutters here particularly, they have 7 machines. This year they brought only 4 down just to try and limit the overhead because, you know, on those triple 20s, if that third 20 is not over 20 bushel, then they don't get paid. So, you know, there's a lot of angst and I guess, you know, nervousness on behalf of the custom cutters just to be able to make ends meet. Labor's, you know, more expensive. It's kind of harder to find people. Our crew here, a lot of them are actually from South Africa, as you see probably across the country. So we're glad they're here now, and we hope that they stay if it starts raining here again.
All right, thanks to Brady Sidwell, just south of Goltry, for joining us on the Oldie Seed Farms KFRM Wheat Harvest Tour Update. Once again, late afternoon, early evening here on Wednesday. I'd also like to acknowledge additional sponsors, Kansas Wheat, No-Till on the Plains, and Abilene Machine. For KFRM, I'm Dwayne Tames. Have a great day.